I became a Christian, I lacked a confidence, and not like in the sense that I would look in the mirror every day and ask myself if I was pretty, but I allowed people to trample all over me, and it was particularly my friends. I was afraid of them, and nobody really knew that, because I'm really, really bad about hiding my feelings. And so I would do like everything they wanted me to do. I would be like their maid, and I would do things with them, even if I knew it was wrong. And I would just never say no. And then one summer, it was the summer before eighth grade. I guess it was like, it happened overnight. I woke up and I just felt like I had this confidence, and I felt like I could like do anything. And I told my friends how I felt and everything, which was really hard for me, but they respected me for it, and they continued to be my friends, but I wasn't like their personal Cinderella anymore. And I was able to do things for myself, and then I didn't know it, but it's like really obvious to me now that that was the Lord working in my life. And it was perfect timing, too, because in eighth grade, there was a new girl, and that was Charlie Farmer. And she brought me to church, and I learned about Christ and everything. And I learned about his love for me, and I desired to have that love. I strived for it. And I got it. I mean, I became a lot nicer of a person, and my relationships with people grew so much stronger, and especially the relationship I have with my little sister, Krista. It was like my main goal to become nicer and actually treat her well. Because before, the only time I spoke to her was when I was yelling. Thank you. Was when I was yelling at her and nagging her about all the things she did wrong and made me so upset. And I'm not saying I don't do that anymore, because I definitely do. And she still annoys me sometimes, but I mean, we actually talk now, and we're nice to each other, and like, you can tell that we love each other. And there's just like this sadness and stress, this just heavy load of it on my shoulders beforehand, and when I accepted Christ, it was gone. Like, it wasn't there anymore, and I could feel it. And people are always asking me, why are you always happy? And that's exactly why, because I could feel it, and I felt, like, free and just completely alive, I guess. And, like, since then, I know I'm never going to be alone again, and I know he's going to always be there with me, and I just feel so good for that. But, yeah.